With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. White House confirming a second military strike was ordered against a drug smuggling boat to kill any survivors.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt defended the September 2nd action against an alleged drug boat as lethal targeting and said the second strike was carried out in self-defense and in accordance with laws governing armed conflict.
The president has a right to take them out if they are threatening the United States of America and if they are bringing illegal narcotics.
Lawmakers from both parties are questioning the incident after the Washington Post reported that Defense Secretary Hegseth ordered the military to kill everybody. Greg Clugston, The White House.
New deal between the United States and United Kingdom over pharmaceuticals.
The UK has secured a 0% tariff rate for all UK medicines exported to the United States for at least 3 years. In return, the UK has agreed to increase spending on new medicines. The Trump administration says that UK drug firms have also committed to invest more in the United States and create more US jobs. The UK's National Health Service will spend around 25% more on new treatments in an effort to approve medicines that previously may have been declined purely on cost-effectiveness grounds. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Some 40% of all truck driving schools in America may be forced to close following a review by the Transportation Department that found they may not be complying with all government requirements. Separately, the Department of Homeland Security auditing trucking firms owned by immigrants to verify their drivers are qualified to hold a commercial license. Hong Kong authorities say some of the netting on buildings that caught fire last week did not meet codes of fire resistance. That fire has killed 151 people. This is SRN News. A Canadian province wants to secularize.
Lawmakers in Quebec are considering a bill that would make public prayer illegal and would limit public display of religious symbols, including on clothing. It is primarily aimed at preventing Muslims from praying in public around Quebec, but would necessarily apply to all faith groups. The clothing ban might even bar teachers in private Christian schools from wearing a cross on the job. Canadian clergymen of many stripes are condemning the legislation. Michael Harrington reporting.
Salvation Army's annual Red Kettle campaign in full swing across the nation. The official kickoff came during halftime of last week's Thanksgiving Day game between the Dallas Cowboys and Kansas City Chiefs. But in some places, the bell ringers had been on the job for several weeks. Legendary Christian Relief Organization is raising a large portion of its annual donations between Thanksgiving and Christmas Day. This is SRN News. A growing controversy in reports that two former leaders of UK Special Forces allegedly suppressed evidence of war crimes in Afghanistan.
The officer who gave evidence without the public present was one of the most senior in UK Special Forces. He told the inquiry he was deeply troubled by what he strongly suspected was the unlawful killing of innocent people. He said two former heads of UK Special Forces knew of the allegations but failed to act. We contacted the men he named. One didn't respond. The other denied the accusations and said he would provide a comprehensive response in his evidence to the inquiry in due course. The MOD said the government was fully committed to supporting the independent inquiry but would wait for the outcome before commenting further.
More details at srnnews.com.